Live. Welcome to the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. My name is JC Coates. This is episode number 28. It's a very special episode. We have a ton of things going on with the Culture and Cannabis brand. The events are going on. We're right in the middle of the 2020 brand launch. It's a ton of things going on. So we brought some special people on the show today. We're gonna dive into all those stories and some of the processes that we've been kind of going through bringing cannabis products to market here in Las Vegas. But first, usually it's my partner, full-time Tony, doing the lead-in, but here I am today because Tony is up in Northern Nevada right now. He's in Reno doing his launch at Bloom Reno for our Culture and Cannabis pre-rolls that are going to be available up in the north in the Reno this Friday with Anthony. Let me see if I can bring him in here. Anthony, are you around there? Boom.
Yo, what's good?
What is good, full-time Tony? Who do you got there with you?
We're here with Christine, the GM of Bloom Reno. Close friend of mine, and we're also in the inventory. I know it's a little shaky, but they're getting the joints ready for us today so we can get them on the shelf tomorrow.
Nice. That's dope. And so just to kind of frame this up, I mean, you were at Solaris facility late last night getting this order ready. You got on a plane this morning, headed to Reno to meet the delivery, and now you guys are getting it processed and we're going to launch it tomorrow. Is that about right?
Yeah, so complete 40-hour process, and we're here to get it done. But not all thanks to me, to you guys as well, to Ryan, Sarah, Tyler, getting this order ready to go. Also my dad too, but that's low key.
Nice. So what's going to go down tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're gonna have a product launch here at Bloom from 4 to 7. I'm gonna get some pizzas. We're gonna have some pizzas. So I'll go get some LaCroix. Have a little mixer here. We're doing 3 for $25 and 10 for $60 on pre rolls. So it's gonna be a good time.
Nice. So get over to Bloom Reno, say hello to Christine, and pick up some pre rolls.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll be here. Yes. Yeah. So it's gonna be a good time. We're super excited, and then on Saturday too, we're doing the normal fundraiser party.
Nice.
So we're going to be doing $12 tickets. All the money goes to normal. We're going to have hookahs. There's going to be, good time. There's drinks. Lots of good people. If you're looking to get into the cannabis industry, if you are in the cannabis industry and you're in North Nevada, this is definitely the place you want to be.
Nice. Well, I mean,
and they can find the ticket at Reno Normal on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice. How much are those tickets?
They're $12, and all the money goes to Normal.
Super
and
cheap.
Everyone involved is donating everything. We're going to be donating some product as well. So yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm really excited about that as well.
Nice, nice. Christine,
Christine is the president of Reno Normal. Also,
nice, nice. That's beautiful. So what's the landscape up north, Christine? How's everything playing out for 2020? How's the cannabis looking up north?
Going to bring a lot of good energy. We kind of got our asses kicked in 2019, so we're looking to kind of rebound and come back hard, and got a lot of good energy, a lot of good people in the industry, a lot of good products being sourced, obviously new brands coming in, so yeah, lots
nice
of good.
What means the world to us that you guys are launching with our products tomorrow, and we're super excited.
we're equally as excited, man. We need to run deals and obviously support good people. That's what we're looking for.
Nice, nice. Tony, what else you got for us?
That's it. I'm rocking my Reno as fuck hat, as you guys know. Just doing my thing up here, being Reno as fuck. If you haven't been to Reno, come up. Like, this place is so popping, and it's like lame Vegas and popping Reno. So
yeah,
we gotta make it.
Come check it out, Bloom Reno. What's your address?
1085 South Virginia Street.
It's under construction, but you can still get here, pick up the best cannabis in Northern Nevada, hands down, with the best customer service and the best people. So, going to be happy to do the product launch here. Really excited to see what you guys do at Acres. I love all you guys, and we're going to make some big things happen.
Nice. We'll appreciate you guys. Get home safe, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace. Well, there you have it. The man, the myth, the legend, the full-time Tony, King of the North, right? Master of disaster.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy. He embodies the cannabis hustle. You know what I mean? And you know, and I think we all do, you know. But so listen, you know, we're talking about the pre-rolls, you know, we've been talking about the new events, everything that we're kind of framing up that we're gonna bring in 2020, and we're super excited about it. So today, you know, tomorrow, like we just mentioned, we're launching the pre-rolls at Bloom Dispensary in Northern Nevada, and then on the same day I'll be down here launching them at the Underground from 4 to 7 on Friday and Saturday at Acres. Come down, say what's up, buy some pre-rolls, let's do some high fives. But listen, I got some guests on the podcast today because, you know, we love to celebrate, you know, the accomplishments and talk about, you know, the launch and the events and the fun things, but the meat of this whole process is really where the magic happens. And so my guest today is our partners in the culture and cannabis products as it relates to production, and our partners with the facility. So today I've got Ryan, Sarah, and Tyler in the building, the Kenton team, and our partners in this whole thing. How's everybody doing?
Hey,
good.
Fantastic. Hey, happy to be here.
So we had an interesting weekend, right? Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
we hit the ground running.
So what do? We got about 5,000 units out.
Yeah.
About 5,300, I think.
About 5,300 units. So, Ryan, so Sarah, you founded Kenton. So just kind of frame this up. You want to give
in the nutshell, because I think I was the connector with the team. To kind of start, I've been in the cannabis and the hemp space the last few years in Las Vegas, originally from California. Came out here, started in marketing, and that's actually how I met Tyler, my best friend, my angel in the industry. So we've known each other pretty much since day one, since I've been out in Vegas, and then Ryan and I, we go back a few years, and my boyfriend, and he moved from San Diego about a year and a half ago to be with me and to also work in the cannabis and hemp space with me. And then JC, I think go back the furthest. I think you and I go back at least 10 years when
yep.
I used to be coming, you know, to Vegas and, you know, wanted to go to the coolest club, and you would be the guy I would always talk to. So, you know, it's kind of how everyone knows everyone. And, you know, then how we, you know, reached out, and how you and I have been talking for a while. You've really fostered and created culture in cannabis, and, you know, and seeing the journey that you've been on with this platform. You know, I think it was just the natural next step to produce a brand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're so excited and happy and fortunate to find partners like you to be working with, because in this industry, it's all about the partners that you have.
Yes.
And the team that you can build. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. So we're fortunate. You know, I'm really lucky to be a part of this. And, you know, when you said you were launching a brand, you know, the ability to be able to use and work with Solaris Farms, the hybrid desert greenhouse powerhouse that's coming online, was also a perfect piece of the puzzle.
Yeah,
so,
it was.
And,
yeah,
and here we are.
Yes, here we are. So let's talk about Kenton as a whole, and kind of like what Kenton does and the services they provide and who you guys serve and how it works.
Cool. Yeah. So essentially, what we're doing is we're white labeling outside of Solaris. Mm-hmm. We're on their cultivation, soon to be production license, and meeting you, understanding your needs, you know, I think it's a perfect partnership with the output that you guys have in mind, with the space available, and with the team we have. It's, you know, the serendipity behind it is perfect. The timing is perfect, and you know, we're going to be able to produce for you, and we're excited to. There's no better team, so I think, you know, we're really excited to the direction it's going.
Nice. Yeah, we're super excited too. And I need to like really kind of like stress this point though, because it's not always, you know, mangoes and rainbows. It's not always, you know, daisies and sunshine.
Running through fields of marijuana.
You know, I think some of the things that we went through this week, kind of getting these products out the door, kind of serves or lends to that. But you know, when we started Culture and Cannabis, everybody, you know, you said some amazing things. I'm so grateful to hear that, right? And it, you know, just for the people listening, right, like it wasn't always like that, you know what I mean? We had to build this, you know, and we're, I've been building this brand for 4 years relentlessly with no money, right? And just building it on a merit of being a good person, hard work, and putting community and positive impact first, right? And I built that month over month through events, and now almost 4 years later, this is where we're at, right? And so, you know, like if you're out there, and I know so many people want to get into the cannabis game, right? And I just feel so honored and grateful to be here and have the opportunity to kind of create and put, you know, our kind of mark on this industry. And I know a lot of people want to get in, and just that message of, you know, stay committed, right? You know, work hard, do the right thing, and you'll get there. You know what I mean? But moving on.
Well, real quick, like yeah. Ryan sent everybody in that group text today. Was what was that? The just do it.
Yeah, I love that Shia LaBeouf video that's on the internet. I'm sure you all have seen it with the green screen where he's like, just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams. But as silly as that video might seem, it's so true. Like you have to do it. You have to do what you say you're going to do every day. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it might seem like an uphill battle, but if you're passionate about it, you go with the punches, you roll with it. And it's nothing is more rewarding than being here like right now, you know, with you guys. You know, we accomplish this and there's pitfalls, but as long as you learn from everything, it's a blessing, you know? Yeah. And so this is where, you know, this is where we're at.
Just do it.
Just do it.
You should do it, right? Because if it's been put on your heart, right, then it's meant for you to do it. And it, whether you believe in God or the universe or whatever, it's been placed on your heart, you know, the higher power is going to see it through for you. And so, you know, stay committed, jump off, you know, stay after it, you know.
Hustle.
So, Tyler, what is your role with Kenton? Let's talk about it.
My role is more of in the production side of, or creating the pre-rolls as well. Mine and Ryan's, we just been, you know, going through this process and step by step, oh, let's try this. Oh, step by step, oh, let's do this then. Let's try this next time. And so just creating the process and the steps to make the, you know, the pre-rolls, you know,
the
nice
perfect pre-roll.
And, yeah, the perfect pre-roll. That's what we're always stressed. Like, oh, what do you think? Do you think someone might think it's too soft, or was it too packed too hard? Mm-hmm. How do you get right consistency?
Quality
right
is
packing.
Number one.
Quality is number is one. Key. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do is bring to you guys and also our, you know, the customers out there in the Nevada market to, you know.
Yeah, because we essentially, you know, put the cannabis, you know, in the cones. Using machine, right, with our hands, and then the next process is
gloved hands.
Yeah, we take them out of the machines and essentially hand roll them to finish it off, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about that process? How many do we get through in a day?
So the machine holds what about?
Oh, 128,
and the machine, it vibrates really, really extreme to help pack that the flour down to the pre-rolls. And then, you know, after we get that all nice and filled up with the flour and everything, we take them one by one. You know, we have a little method I found in the past of using is chopsticks. They're about the exact same perfect measure and width of the pre-roll. They can pack it down, and you got to kind of stroke the pre-roll. Yes.
You got to give it a little love.
Everyone
gets a little love.
A lot of love went into these pre-rolls because, you know, you got to make sure this pre-roll is treated right with the perfect tenderness and, you know, it's making love to these pre-rolls. You're gonna make love to the pre-rolls to give love to the the customer. And then once you find that perfect, you know, pressure and everything like that, you twist the ends and then move on. The next step is bottling and things like that. So it's just, you know, you gotta be sensitive with your fingers. And
we make sure they're always a little bit over that 0.75 mark too, you know, a little extra for everybody. So.
Yeah, I think if anybody weighs that one of their pre-rolls will be happy.
It'll definitely
weigh over the 0.75. Mm-hmm. But so let's talk about some of your history. with production? What's some of your experience?
Well, I'm originally from Kanab, Utah, you know, K-Town. Yeah. For anybody who's watching, probably nobody from Kanab there. Born and raised there. My family's been there actually from the late 1800s. My great-great-great-grandfather, Thomas Chamberlain, had 6 wives and 55 children, you know. Good old-fashioned Mormon polygamy. You know, it's just a good family history there and everything like that. And I eventually moved my way down here to Vegas, and I got a job at, I was working at Costco, and then I got a job at Amazon Prime and, you know, doing all that and everything. And then I got a job opening up this production facility here, and that's how I met Sarah. Mm. And we've been friends ever since that day one. Every day we saw each other and hung out, and then kind of went our separate ways again, but we always stayed in contact. And then just roundabout, we always just stayed hooked up and become really good friends.
We always knew there was a team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it was just about the timing.
Yeah, always, always different projects in the space. We did production originally starting out, and then Cannabition when it launched. Tyler was the manager of the Cannabis Museum, and I did the marketing for the launch, and so we you know, when you can work and collaborate with your friends in space, there's nothing better.
Right. Mm-hmm. And like, those people they can full on trust is
More
the most important thing. So.
Yeah, totally.
True that.
So 5,300 units. How many pounds is that? Is that, do we know how many pounds that is?
You know, I think it came out to, I don't want to do the math on air right now. It was a lot. You know, it was a lot. We took a number of lots in, and we had, you know, do that whole breakdown and such. But, you know, it was a bunch of pounds, you know. And
what are some of the cultivars?
Yeah, you know, so we were taking down, let's see, HP13, Hash Plant 13, G13 Hawaiian Sativa, which is wonderful, 91 Chem, we had White Cookies, LA Affy, you know, Fire Chem, and Fire Cookies too.
Nice. So 6 strains we came out with.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are, and they're all looking super great. You know, talk about Solaris for a minute. They've refined their process so well. It's a hybrid greenhouse, so utilizes the sun. Also, if it's not getting the right light spectrum, they supplement the high pressure sodiums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a bunch of systems in place to make sure it's super consistent. And they're, you know, that for a little while now, they've been bringing down really high quality cannabis and in volume. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to, you know, obviously be able to offer that to you guys, you know, offer it to you guys especially as well. So we're really stoked with where we're going. And, you know, hopefully soon you'll be able to say, hey, I want to see these come down. Yeah. And you can pick the strains, and then, you know, give the people what they want.
Yeah. Well, we got one here.
Oh yeah.
We got a little Fire Cookies here.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the packaging a little bit. So when we created this, we wanted to we wanted to connect the consumer with an experience, right? And so, you know, the way that we've did that, so we put a QR code on the packaging. So the first 250 people that buy one of these pre-rolls can scan this QR code. They'll get free tickets to our concerts, to our event experiences. And then the 250 to 500 will get 50% off. And then in 500 to infinity, we'll get 25% off. So anytime you buy one of our products, you can get connected, you know, to our brand through experiences. Excuse me, that way. So every time you buy something, there is that added value. And what do we got here? What's going on here? We had the
Fire Cookies.
The Fire Cookies.
Fire
Cookies. Take a glass of water.
Take care of yourself. Mm. It's been a long week. It's been a long week.
I went to Evil Pie earlier.
Oh, nice.
I think I had like a jalapeno in my So let's check it out. So we got the 0.75. The pre-roll.
Nice.
Looks pretty nice, Tyler.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be mine, it could be Ryan's, it could be Sarah's, it could be
it's team.
It could be anybody. And one of ours.
Who's
you
got
know?
A lighter? Oh, I got a lighter.
I got a lighter.
You got a lighter?
Tyler's prepared. Let's see. As always.
Let's spark this baby up. So what we're going to do is, you know, we're community driven, and right now, you know, has one pre-roll in here, and I think probably pretty soon we'll end up putting two in there. That way you can you know, buy one unit and have two joints in there, or pre-rolls, and you can share it with somebody. And then we're also going to come out with our ounces and half ounces, probably in the next couple of weeks. Those will be available at Acres. We're going to do a lot of fun things with that that we'll probably talk about. But let's light up this joint.
First things first.
Haven't smoked one of these all together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's Anthony? Anthony should be here.
Anthony.
Light up, Anthony.
If you're out there on TV land, light it up.
Light it up while we
Shout out to Todd. Thanks for the ashtray, brother. It always comes in handy.
There you go.
This is pretty good.
You know it.
Nice little earthy flavor there. That's the good stuff, right?
The taste of your work, right?
It's the fruit of our labor.
Fruit of your—that's the word. That's the phrase.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it's good.
How we doing? Is it good? Good.
Yeah,
a little tasty.
That's tasty.
Sorry, I'm gonna be a little bougie. I have my little roach clip here.
Boom! Let's see this. Let's see this in action.
On there.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm like.
Nice. Okay. I like that.
Auntie Zelda from Sabrina is my inspiration.
You know. I like that. I want to try that.
Yeah, I want to try it too. So let's talk about. Let's talk about some things that we're going to do next. You guys want to talk about it a little bit? So we're probably going to move into, can we talk about some of the things that we're going to do next?
Yeah.
With some of the products. So
of course.
On the production side, right? So we're going to move into production. So what does that mean? So like right now, like, you know, for the listeners right now, we're in a cultivation, right? So that means we can produce basically just flower products, right?
Yeah.
I think there was a new law that passed this year that included
rosin presses,
right?
Yeah, but we have to explore that, right? Because, you know, anytime being on a license, it's a compliance and you know, following the regulation, and number one. And there's also separation between the different licenses. And we have cultivation, production, dispensary, distribution license. So essentially right now we're producing on the cultivation license, because we're just repackaging the Solaris flower. And so we're going to be putting in bags, we're going to be putting in pre-rolls, but then as we move on to the production license, we'll be able to do different types of products. We'll be able to infuse pre-rolls, we'll be able to make, you know, anything you guys want to make, gummies, tinctures, you know, anything that we can come up with, and we can infuse, we can make it.
Nice.
Open to your imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's infuse it all.
Yeah.
I saw some sriracha, cannabis sriracha the other day.
Oh, wow.
That's fire.
That's fire. Have taco night. Taco night at, you know, Culture and Cannabis. And infused sriracha.
That's rad.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, what's next? What's next for Kenton? Right.
You know, in all honesty, you guys have a real broad platform, and it seems like you're still growing by the day. And with your growth, our output will have to be that much higher. So, I mean, honestly, like, I think this is a dream team. We'd love to be, obviously, produce in the future and keep going in that direction. So, you know, I want to have you only as my client.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
I'm not looking for anybody else. I'm what you call a happy camper.
You know, JC and Anthony are on it. I mean, it's definitely the dream team, and they're gonna be killing it in sales and really reaching out to everyone with this. I love that, you know, they're building a brand. That's really centered around marketing, that's centered around events, and centered around the community.
Yeah,
we are too, and we just felt like it gives us, we're the real brand. That's what, you know, not to, like, you know, talk bad about other brands or anything like that, but, you know, you see a lot of brands, or some brands in Nevada, and it just seems like there's really nothing kind of behind it, or it's just the cool packaging, and maybe it's great packaging, right? And maybe it's a cool name, but, like, there's no, like, really story behind it or kind of connection behind it. And we really try to, you know, stick to our story, you know, and that's why we do the podcast, and we have drop our weekly blogs, and, you know, do our bi-monthly emails. If you're not subscribed to our email list, I personally write those emails. so read them. They're nice. But, yeah. And now we're gonna release some weekly kind of like a web series. So it's kind of like we've been documenting this process that we've been talking about. Chuck has been filming some of it, and so we're gonna start releasing some more in-depth kind of like video content of us in the process and when we were making the pre-rolls and picking out the packaging and you know, me going back and forth with these booking agents trying to book people, like, you know, Paul Wall and stuff.
Paul Wall.
It's a crazy, crazy process. So, but yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't want to keep you guys too long. Where can they find you guys on Instagram?
For Instagram, at Solaris Farms.
Solaris Farms?
Yeah. Yep. Come check it out. I think it's a great page. You know, a lot of information on there, a lot of beautiful things. You know, it's all art. It's all art.
Nice. And for me, I'm actually on the hemp side of things more so, and have just launched a few weeks ago a new company called Purify, nice. Purify.com. You can find also on social, Purify, P-U-R-A-P-H-Y, like phytocannabinoid. And it's something that's going to be the go-to for information on anything and everything hemp CBD, and eventually, hopefully, you know, transitioning into cannabis. So
nice.
So that's okay, the goal, cool. and then a relaunch of In the Weeds also.
Nice. Nice. All right. Just my little social media page, it's Instagram. You know, it's at Reefer Bear. I just like to have fun, you guys.
Yes.
It's all you about. Know, just smoke a little weed, and you know, go to a show or.
Yeah.
Hang but you out do, you in my backyard. Great.
You do. I follow you on Instagram. You do good photography.
I don't do it personally. No. It's my really good friend, and his name's Daryl. He does my photography, and you know,
amazing,
he likes to.
Amazing photographer.
He took some of Sarah before too as well, and
yeah,
you know, he's just a great guy and likes to take pictures, and mm-hmm. he has to, you know, practice. You know, so I'm nice. Off for my. My body.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, go check it out. At Reefer Bear.
Yeah.
Reefer Bear. Well, listen, we're gonna wrap it up here. You know, thanks for coming. I appreciate
of course,
it.
Course,
the week that we had together last week will be with me forever.
Yes.
You know, and I look forward to creating more of those weeks together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's been a great partnership. So, go follow Solaris Farms. All these guys get connected to kind of what we're doing. But listen, tomorrow. Okay, we've been talking about these pre-rolls.
Yes.
We've been talking about them forever. They will be available. They're literally at Acres right now. They're at Bloom. You saw Tony there. They will be on sale tomorrow. I'll be at Acres from 4 to 7. Swing by, say what's up, pick up a pre-roll. Remember, you get free tickets or discount tickets to our show on February 22nd. It's our official 2020 season event launch with Paul Wall, Place on 7th. We're going to have a sick after party after the main event. Paul Wall is going to get into a limo sent by the Mandalay Bay. He's going to do a second performance at Light Nightclub. We're going to have tables. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
We're super excited.
Looking forward.
Listen, we appreciate your time, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Bye.